Facial recognition. The real truth is that some of us don't have facial recognition, unable to recall the goblet of a face. Then we think of rain falling so sparsely from the gutters that we wonder if it is rain, especially if the face is bunched with three pointed leaves skimming across the pond. The attempt to recognize begins with a quick look across the cheekbones, so muddied with a dirt caramel and studded goldfish color, like this woman who stands in front of a window casement, chalk cradle white. Then we identify the strip of the nose, the soft mouth summing up a sound, but it's useless. We have no ability to even make a forensic analysis of her face, much less her cauterized eyebrow. Her face is plated with leaves and petals. There's even a third eye off in its placement, but still, all these clues, and she's still unrecalled. What's worse, there's a bird-sniffing revenant, or ghost, or maybe just her own shadow behind her, leavening its reclusive, smoky compost. I look at her and think, if a stranger looked at my face as I am glossing over hers, would they see the morning birds that I listen for each a.m.? How I look for anything turning over, even in a pallid wind? Or how my body stands in silence at the bathroom window, where I can get a better view of wind tailings, especially the dark, sharp-shinned hawk eyeing the casement that I linger by, wanting out of the rainfall. I move to the side, hoping the crush of leaves will disguise my looking. It sidles up, giving me another way to look at a face, my face, wanting. When I first saw the hawk's loose-filled feathers, I thought I saw my own self. Keep looking, I want to tell her. Keep deciphering. The face will become clearer, and the image will return to you. Just say hello.